music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Gary Lucy. What it do?
What it been?
That's cool, right?
What's up, yo?
How you doing, Pat? Pat, how was your Foo Fighter adventure? Am I a
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that real quick. Mr. Jimmy Pardo took me to a Conan taping this past Thursday because the Foo Fighters were on. Mm-hmm. And he informed me that the Foo Fighters would be taping two songs, one that would air that night and then another one that would air this coming Thursday.
Oh.
And then he also told me that the Foo Fighters would be playing a concert for staff and their studio audience.
Oh.
So the Foo Fighters ended up playing 7 or 8 songs.
What?
It was they played about 6 songs off the new album. Uh-huh. And then they played All My Life and then closed out with Everlong.
Nice.
And it was fantastic. Bob Mould from Husker Du.
Oh, cool.
Played a song with them, the song he does on the album, which is something Rosemary. I forget the full title.
But that Rosemary song.
Yeah, and it was great. Lisa Loeb was there.
Oh, man, that's great.
Jack McBrayer was hanging out.
Boy, I saw Lisa Loeb at Whole Foods once, and she seemed haunted. She seemed lonesome.
I don't know. She, you know, I talked to her. She was nice.
Okay.
She hasn't changed a bit.
Really?
Looks exactly the same.
Nice. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, but it was great. The Foo Fighters were great. Dave Grohl and Taylor did panel that aired last Thursday. And, they were just, you could just tell they really were having fun doing it. Dave's like, hey, tour starts next week and, we're already set up and we need to practice. So, let's do this. But he went out into the audience and had someone gave his pick and let someone strum his guitar for him. And, just totally rocked it up. It was really cool.
Donated some blood.
It was really cool to see.
Guy's a giver.
He is. Okay.
Did you get some autographs?
Oh, yeah. My album, there was a stack of albums there, and my Wasting Light album was in the stack. Mm-hmm. And I guess everyone signed except Dave. So their manager said, I'm going to take all these albums. I'll get Dave to sign them, and I'll mail them back to the Tonight Show. So the answer is yes, but it's not in hand yet.
Okay, and then the Conan Show will send somebody over to the Tonight Show to pick them up.
Did I say the Tonight Show? Have I been saying the Tonight Show? I always get screwed up.
No, that's great.
Conan O'Brien Show.
Oh, man. Wow, congratulations. Well, that's cool.
Thanks.
That is cool.
Thanks for reminding me. I was going to forget. It wasn't on my list of things to talk about.
Oh, what is on your list?
I'm stupid. Oh, on the documentary channel this month, there's a documentary called New York Doll.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
And I'm not a New York Dolls fan, really. Uh-huh. They're kind of off my radar. I think I was too young. I just missed it. But the documentary is about their bass player, Arthur Killer Kane,
mm-hmm.
who after the band dissolved and he had hard times and drugs and all that stuff, he joined the Mormon religion. And then Morrissey wanted to get the Dolls back together for some Morrissey fest.
Yeah.
And so Arthur Killer Kane rejoined the Dolls. But it's... Man, was it a great documentary. I mean, again, this is a documentary I never even heard of, and all you ever hear about is that fucking Anvil documentary, which I think sucks because they suck. And and this really had a story, and I don't want to give away any of the stuff that happened in the story, but it was fascinating. It was great.
What a life. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, check that out.
New York Doll on the documentary channel.
There's a documentary channel?
There is.
Do you have the dish, or what do you have?
I have DirecTV.
Oh, I just have regular.
maybe you can find it on Netflix.
I bet I can find it. Yeah, I've seen it, though. Yeah,
maybe you can buy it on iTunes.
I bet. Well, you know, I've seen it, but one could, I'm sure. But so speaking of buying things on iTunes, tomorrow or 2 days ago, as you hear this, there's like 150 great records coming out, and I'm trying. I don't know this week. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to buy, but I know, like... I got to get that damn Wild Flag. That thing is. Have you heard the Wild Flag song?
Roman? No, I actually thought you were going to talk about the Alice Cooper sequel album, Welcome to My Nightmare, which with 2 is the number 2. Welcome to My Nightmare.
So
which comes out this week?
What happens in this one? It's more about the problems that Alice has now, like some enlarged prostates and stuff like that.
Well, I think it's about, you know, his golf game.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't get under par. But Bob Ezrin returns as producer. Bob Ezrin's produced a bunch of great albums like Kiss Destroyer, and he was Alice's main producer in the 70s and stuff.
He has that, what's that hotshot gal that used to play with Michael Jackson?
Is that her name?
Orianthe or
something? Orianthe,
yeah.
She's his touring guitarist right now.
I saw them on Conan or one of those.
It was Leno.
Oh, right.
Why are you watching Leno?
I was waiting for Fallon.
Okay.
But, good. Yeah. Is he Pearl Jam on Fallon?
No, was it great?
Damn. Yeah, a couple nights. Yeah, it was good. And once again, Fallon did great. Eddie Vedder came out and they did a duet about some of that balls in my mouth or something like that. It was
sweaty balls.
It was not sweaty balls.
Those are delicious.
How about that? That ice cream. It's been a big week, but yeah,
it's been a big week for ice cream and balls.
Gotta get that Wild Flag. Gotta get that Mates Estate. Das Racist has their albums dropping.
Oh, there's also two reissues coming out this week. Two seminal live albums, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band,
Live Bullet?
And Nine Tonight, which is inferior to Live Bullet, but it's probably one that people has more hits on it, so people might like that.
He was like the
remastered bonus track.
He was like Springsteen Jr. back then. That was like a good show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The older I get, the more sense Bob Seger makes. Like, but I had another installment in our new series, not so great moments in rap history.
Oh, great! We had Joan Jett last time.
This time we have we're going back to 1991. Mr. Brian Wilson, not the popular relief pitcher, but the founder of the Beach Boys. It was going to be the follow up to that big comeback album that he had produced by Eugene Landy.
Yeah, his therapist.
Yeah, his therapist.
That guy's a great producer.
Exactly. Now this is.
Do you know Dr. Vinnie Bumbach produced the latest Pearl Jam album? Very good.
This particular track was produced by Matt Dyke, one of the Dust Brothers.
Okay.
And I think maybe remixed by Eugene Landy because it's horrendous. And it's Brian's like, oh, yeah, I could probably rap. You know,
is it an original song or does he remake it?
It's an original song called Smart Girls. He's trying to make amends for all of his, all the songs he sang about dumb girls. Well, I don't want to overexplain it, but here's Brian Wilson with Smart Girls. Kick it! Like most great rap songs, it starts with a tenor sax. Yeah.
Right?
Matt, listen. Quit laughing.
My name is Brian and I'm the man. I write hit songs with the wave of my hand. Songs of surf and sun and sand. I make great music with my band. Songs of dance too and songs of joy. Cause I'm the original Beach Boy. All the songs I used to write talked about girls who were too bright. I gotta run. What I was looking for, I never found. But time moves on and I've seen the light. Intelligent chicks are dynamite.
Intelligent chicks are dynamite.
That might drive me to listen to Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreleased. They did not release it.
Where'd you find that?
It floats around. That's among Beach Boyologists. Sweet Insanity is pretty easy to get a hold of. It's
wow.
And four of the songs ended up coming out on later albums. But
anytime the rap starts with the person's name,
My name is blank.
My name is blank.
Especially if they're here to say.
Yes, exactly. I mean, wow, that's songwriting
201 at least.
201. Yeah, that's terrible.
That was his first attempt.
Wow.
But would you like to play a game before we get into our topic? Okay, well, this is our 10th show. Congratulations on 10th.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Never forget.
Yeah, that's right.
So since it's the 10th show.
Now, we're just going to play clips from our past 9 shows, right, today.
Exactly.
The best of is going to be the best of our last 9.
Because we're stuck in an elevator and we're just reminiscing, and this is a clip show. But this isn't a $25,000 pyramid game. This is just a rock quiz.
Okay.
And all the answers will have something to do with the number 10.
Should the silent partner, Matt Belknap, get in on this?
Please.
Do you want to play?
Yeah, jump in. Jump in if you'd like to. Jump in. We'll start with 10th Avenue Freezeout. It's a Springsteen song all about when the big man joined the band.
Yeah.
What other person, band member is mentioned in that song?
Bat Scooter.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, who's Bat Scooter? Is that just that's like a mythical...
Bat Scooter was actually my grand-gram.
Like she used to come down to the,
play drums
to the Stone Pony and sit in on, and she would play a wash tub.
All right,
Mad Scooter.
Number two, Kevin Godley and the Lol Cream were members of
10cc.
Right, is it Lol Cream or Laugh Out Loud Cream?
I think it's Lol Cream.
Okay, good. What group took their cover of Cat Stevens' "Peace Train" off of their "In My Tribe" album after the whole fatwa kerfuffle?
10,000 Maniacs.
Exactly.
I am here. I'm actually here.
Matt's here.
What song by, 1952 Jumpin' Jive number by Bull Moose Jackson was covered by Aerosmith on Toys in the Attic?
Oh, Big 10-inch record.
Exactly.
Bam, bam, ba-da-da, ba-da, boom, dam.
Go, let's give me down to there.
When I was a kid, we thought it was about your penis.
That's right. The record rating website, allmusic.com, gives 2.5 stars on a 5 scale.
Okay.
To what artist's debut solo album, 9 on a 10 scale?
Well, that's a Sammy Hagar.
Yeah. A Rare Show of Humility by Sammy. Yeah. I think he's like, you know what, this is, I did my best, but you know, there's room for improvement.
I like Sammy Hagar, and that is a terrible.
like a Persian rug.
Exactly.
There's always a flaw.
Leaves a
because
flaw.
Because only Allah is perfect.
Exactly. I'm sure that's what he was thinking. Only Allah can drive 55.
Well, there's a Van Halen song where he uses 9 on a 10 scale in a lyric. He says, how about a 9 on a 10 scale, long legs, straight on up to her lunch pail?
Ooh. Wow.
Sammy. Sammy likes the ladies, yaya.
He is a poet. Okay, March 1991, London Bridge Studio in Seattle. Band goes in. A band named after?
Pearl Jam.
Exactly.
10.
But, okay, tell me.
Band, the album's name, their original name was Mookie Blaylock.
Exactly.
He was a point guard for the Seattle Supersonics, and his number was 10.
Right, and he played for the Warriors, he played for the Nets and the Hawks and University of Oklahoma. All right, Matt is on the board.
Way to go, Matt.
Okay.
Check. I just pulled the mic cord out. Check. Okay.
Big Audio Dynamite, I think it was their second or third album, was called Number 10 Upping Street. Who lives at Number 10 Downing Street?
That would be
the Prime Minister.
Exactly.
That's Sherlock Holmes.
No, it's not.
It's Sherlock Holmes.
That's on Baker Street.
That was my guess. Jerry Rafferty made that famous.
Okay, I'm going to name 4 songs that are quite long, and you tell me which
and
one
and
is...
you have to sing them.
You have to sing them in their entirety. Okay, are you ready? You have to tell me which one is not over 10 minutes long.
Okay.
A, Achilles' Last Stand, Led Zeppelin. B, Bat Out of Hell, Meatloaf. C, Cowgirl in the Sand, Neil Young. D, Marquee Moon Television.
Achilles' Last Stand.
Ooh, that is 10 minutes and 28 seconds.
Oh, I thought that was like...
I'm going to guess Bat Out of Hell.
It's correct. 9 minutes, 56 seconds.
Damn.
Man, Matt's catching up. Okay, so we get... That was number H. Okay.
What's the premise of this?
Everything has a 10 in it.
Oh, it has a 10 in it. Okay.
Or it has to do with the number 10.
All right. And how did... Okay, 10th Avenue Freeze. Okay. Yeah. Right.
What orchestral piece written in 1928... became a top 40 single in 1980 because it was included on the soundtrack of a sexy comedy directed by Blake Edwards.
Okay, that comedy was 10.
Yes.
Bolero?
Yes, exactly. Ravel's Bolero made the top 40.
What is Bolero?
Is correct. And finally, I'm going to list off some cities.
Okay.
You tell me. Tell me which album was recorded over the course of 10 days in... Detroit, Buffalo, Cleveland, Toronto, Montreal, Boston, New Haven, Pittsburgh, Rochester, South Yarmouth, Massachusetts, and Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay, so this... Okay, go ahead.
That was... you mind... How many...
10 cities.
There's 10 cities.
Yeah. And this concert was very... It was. It really had a lot of energy. You might say it was very...
The intensity of intensities?
Exactly. Intensities.
That's Ted
intensities.
Nugent.
Ted Nugent. He recorded his album. It wasn't a live album per se, but he...
He recorded 10 new songs
10 new
live.
Songs, right, and over the last 10 days of that tour.
Including such titles as My Love is Like a Tire Iron.
Yeah.
Because I like it stiff as steel. Spontaneous Combustion. Jailbait.
Yeah, Jailbait's on there.
Jailbait's a great song.
And I think
Predator. He does a version of Land of a Thousand Dances. I know that album. I have
Sounds like you're the expert of that up. That's very good.
Intensities.
So that's show 10 for you.
All right.
All right. Take it easy.
Now, the topic for
all
show
right.
Ten,
oh, yeah, we're just getting started.
Yes, we're just, that can't be the end of the show. The topic this week is we're doing songs with girls' names, either as the title or a girl's name in the title. Now, and we're trying to stay away from the obvious, like Roxanne and Allison and My Sharona and Rosalita.
I'm going to need a pen. Hold on.
Uh-oh, you have some cross-off. So, we're trying to stay away, because everyone knows those, and I think a lot of people like those. So we're trying to maybe introduce you to a song that you haven't heard before, or maybe a song that you forgot about. At least that's what I did.
That's what we try to do here.
Yeah.
That is the mission of Rock Solid, in as much as there is one. And this was suggested by a listener, I think, this topic. I can't remember.
I thought this was your topic.
Maybe I stole it from a listener. Let's try to take credit.
Speaking of the listener, real quick. I don't know the guy's name. He made us a great new logo.
Matt somebody. I give him a shout out on the Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and
He did a mock-up. Did you see this, Matt? A mock-up of the
Black Keys.
Of the Black Keys album cover, but it says...
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast hosted by Pat Francis and Gary Lucy.
It's called The name of the Rock Song.
And it looks exactly like that album cover. So even though I didn't get behind that CD, I definitely get behind this mock-up of that cover.
Matt, you should like us on Facebook. It's fun.
Matt.
Really get over there.
You really should.
It's nice. It's nice. So these are all girl names.
Okay.
This is what we have here. And do you want to start? I can start.
No, you have more, so I'm going to let you start.
Okay, I'll start here. This I'm just going to come straight out the box with one I think that'll blow your socks off.
Okay.
This is by a Los Angeles band named Czar from the year 2000, and it's about a very specific girl because it gave a last name too.
Okay.
And a description of her. It's called Kathy Fong is the Bomb.
I like it.
This is your new favorite song. Check this out. Some high fructose corn syrup right there.
That is awesome. I'm going to write that down. What's the name of the band?
Czar. T-S-A-R. It's a self-titled. So many good songs in there.
A listener Facebooked me about this and said I need to hear this album.
You are going to love it. Yeah.
What's the album called?
It's just called Czar. And if you find it, it'll cost a dollar.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those bargain business.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Okay, great.
Anyway, so what say you about the ladies?
I am going to say that this song is from 1987,
mm-hmm.
and it's from an artist named Danny Wilson. It's from an album called Meet Danny Wilson, and I don't know what it is about this song. I liked it from the first time I ever heard it, and I call this one of my mental patient songs. It's a song that I can hear over and over and over and over and over again, and I never get sick of it, and it's called Mary's Prayer.
Good call. This is good.
Being here is heavenly. Every single day she sends. Everything is free. I used to be so careless. If I couldn't care less, did I have to make this mess when I was Mary's prayer? Suddenly the heavens rolled. Suddenly the rain came down. Suddenly was washed away. Mary that I knew. So when you find somebody, think of me and say, so if I say, save me, be the light in my eyes.
I just like the lyric, I used to be so careless as if I couldn't care less. I love it.
I miss that. That is good. That's just good writing.
I made such a big mistake when I was Mary's Prayer. I love that song. I don't know what it is about it. And I think I've tried to listen to the rest of the album, and I don't really like the rest of the album.
Now, this is Danny Wilson. That's one of those deals where there's no Danny Wilson. It's a group called Danny Wilson.
Yeah, I think so. And the album's called Meet Danny Wilson.
Right.
But yeah, the artist, yeah.
That's the opposite of what happens nowadays. Now it's like one person, but they have a band name like Cat Power or Iron
right,
One
exactly.
or something like that. Huh, musicians. Well, speaking of mental patients, most of these girl name songs are the traditional girl name songs. It's a guy singing about a girl that broke his heart. This one is a guy singing from the point of view of a woman who didn't break his heart, but is trying to mend his heart. In fact, she's a professional heart mender. Indeed, she's a social worker. It's called Geraldine, and it's by a Scottish band called Glass Vegas. Have you heard this? This came out in 2009. Awesome. I always thought this would be like good if John Hughes was still around. He probably would have used this in one of his
movies. Oh, yeah, this is a John Hughes, definitely.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and the last line is, I'm Geraldine, I'm your social worker. I don't think I've ever heard a song like that, really. Anyway, I like it. That goes out to all you social workers.
Yeah.
Listen in. Like Roxanne was a social worker, in a way, I think.
In a way. Yeah. She was paid for her work.
Well, so is Geraldine. But,
but
different methods. More schooling. Lower, higher bar of entry. Anyway, who's next?
All right. When you said Geraldine, I thought we were going to get a Flip Wilson, some type of a
watch
Flip
it, Wilson. Sucker!
This song is, this is from 1984. This is by a man named Lou Reed. And this is from New Sensations, where he tried to his best, I think, to have a pop hit with a song called I Love You, Suzanne.
Yeah.
You broke my heart and you made me cry. You said I couldn't dance. And now I'm back to let you know that I can really make romance.
Almost a rap.
You do what you gotta do. You do everything you can. You do what you wanna do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne. You do anything once. You try anything twice. You do what you gotta do. Hey, but I love you, Suzanne.
And that's just a 3-minute little pop song. I think there was a video for it on MTV. And
it was a nice. Is that the one where he's like a robot and he's pulling his face apart?
No, that is.
Or is that
that's Love Is Trust? No Money Down.
No Money Down. That's right. Yeah.
That was from his album that followed this.
Mistrial.
Yes.
That was gonna be my bad moment in hip hop history. Was that original rapper?
Original rapper. Right.
Oh man.
Everyone tried it.
He seems miserable. He seems like if I saw him, I would run the other direction.
I know. He has an album coming out in November, Lou Reed and Metallica.
Oh.
And it's called Lulu. And we'll talk more about that when it comes out. But that's an interesting combination. They actually recorded a whole album of new material together.
Interesting.
So
I'll give that a listen.
Probably some dead bodies in the studio that day.
Speaking of Suzanne, I wanted to go to a song about someone named Susan. This is by a band called the Buckinghams that you might know from Kind of a Drag.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a 60s band.
What year is this?
I believe this is from 1968, and there's a point where you could really tell it's 1968. Go ahead and hit that, Matt.
Do they yell the year out in the middle of the song?
Let's do it. It's 1968.
What's up, 68?
Starts out kind of nice. There's like some
Susan. Looks like I'm losing.
A lot of rhyming dictionary kind of lyrics. Susan, you're really confusing me. Kind of some association background vocals. Matt, if you could take us to about 1 minute and 20 seconds in? And you'll see where the acid kicks in. It's, right about here.
It sounded like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons for a second.
Yeah. We're halfway through a 3-minute song now. What the F? The pterodactyl flying through.
He's killing Susan.
Yeah. Helter Skelter's coming down fast.
What the hell happened?
I don't know.
Was this the Buckinghams with Lou Reed? Is that? Cause this sounds like Metal Machine music.
But then we're like, wait a minute. Like, took a bathroom break.
Seems like a mistake was made in the studio that day.
It's how they meant it to be. And then it just kind of gets back into
now
the...
Now it sounds a little bit like Three Dog Night here.
So there you go. Share that with a special Susan in your life.
That's crazy.
I love that one.
Wow. Okay. Thank you,
sure.
Buckinghams.
No problem.
Now, you know, the record label, they said, okay, this is going to be a single. We're going to cut it right here. That's going to be a 60-second song. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. It's going to be a little ditty. All right. My next song comes. This was from this band's comeback album in 1999. The album was called No Exit, and this is a song by Blondie. And when I heard this song, I thought, oh my God, this new Blondie album is going to be awesome. And it was not awesome. It was not a good album. But this song is called Maria, and this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Said awesome 10 times.
I'm so glad you picked this. This was on my list till the very last second. In fact, it might be even on there.
Okay.
But yeah, this is the song rules.
She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air. You wanna cry. She doesn't know your name.
Clem Burke on drums.
He's a machine.
He's
I love
great.
That guy.
Ooh, it makes you wanna die.
He was in the Ramones for a little bit.
Yeah, he played with the Plimsolls a while. He did too.
He was Elvis Ramone.
Elvis Ramone?
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny.
Wanna make her all your own.
Where's that big chorus? I just love that. Go insane and out of your mind.
Both
you
things.
See Maria. Yep.
Exactly.
Everything.
Then call Geraldine.
Man, they couldn't. This No Exit album bummed me out so bad because they couldn't even give me one more song that was as good as Maria.
Yeah. Was that? Did that have one of those song doctors or something on there? Or
It was actually written by the keyboard player.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Destri.
Yeah. That was Matt Winaway. Yeah.
I got a quick Maria story.
Okay. Oh yeah. Let's hear it.
Quick producer interlude. I was getting. Something added to, I have one tattoo and I was getting something added to it on the Sunset Strip where right when that song came out and this big burly tattoo biker guy was in the tattoo parlor and that song came on and he goes, man, Debbie Harry, she's still got it.
Oh, yes.
Well, he obviously did not see her on that tour like I did.
Speaking of that, I had a Maria story. That it was 1999. I'd lived here like 4-6 months or something. And I had my first big job at Win Ben Stein's Money over and taped over there at the KTLA studios. And I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I was like, oh, I'm an imposter. Everyone's going to find out that I don't belong here. I'm going to get shipped back to Oregon. And then I hear a joyful noise coming from the next soundstage where they tape Mad TV.
Okay.
And I wander in there and it's, Blondie rehearsing Maria.
Yay.
And I'm, oh my God, I'm in show business. This is great. This is like, it was the coolest thing. I had like my own private Blondie concert. I loved Blondie.
Yeah.
And the early 80s, I, you know, cut the pictures out of People magazine and make those collages.
Debbie Harry was one hot number.
Named after Hitler's dog. You know that.
Blondie? The band is?
Yeah. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Not the comic strip, but yeah, Hitler had this prized Alsatian named Blondie. It's Blondie without an E at the end, but that's what they named
it
after.
Wow, that's look at that. Look what we're bringing to you.
Yeah, a little trivia for you there. Okay, boy. Coming back, I'm still lost down memory lane there a little bit, but I will let me throw this one at you. This is a a Seattle group from 1992. So many great bands there. And this is a speaking of a minute long ditty, this is not too much longer than a minute, but it has like everything in there that you need. It's called Anne, and it's by Flop. So that's Flop, led by Rusty Willoughby, and who, with a few other like Sub Pop guys, had a Cheap Trick cover band called Sick Man of Europe.
Oh yes, yeah.
Is that a Cheap Trick song?
That is a Cheap Trick song. Just on their last album, they used to. I think Cheap Trick used to. That might have been their original name,
really?
Sick Man of Europe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, learning a lot of things here today.
I know.
And before that, they were called Himmler's Dog.
It's ballsy to name your band Flop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's like a movie. What's your movie called? It's called Turkey.
Yeah. It's called Clothes for Repairs. Put that on the marquee.
Doesn't have legs.
Yeah. Turkey.
Well, we're going to learn some more because my next song is from 1982 by a band that you and I both like, Utopia.
Yeah.
It's from an album called Swing to the Right. Uh-huh. And this is a song. It's called Lysistrata.
Yeah.
And Lysistrata persuades the women of Greece to withhold sexual gratification from their husbands and lovers as a means of forcing the men to negotiate peace.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Rundgren took this, and even the lyrics are pretty straightforward, just like what I just told you, but it has that classic Rundgren Utopia sound. So this is Lysistrata.
Lysistrata.
I got. I well. He's got to reform Utopia and just do one little Summer
just
John.
Just do a little Summer John for us. I'll go to the Orange County Fair and see that.
They'll come to the Canyon Club, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go. Okay.
We'll
even closer.
Out there. Yeah. That's
we'll hitchhike it. When I first I thought that was
we can drive there, Gary.
Oh, okay.
Not
pick me up.
Hitchhike.
Pick me up. Okay. That's good. I did think before I knew anything about no Greek history. I did think that was Liz Estrada, and I thought she was gonna.
Well, I have to be honest with you. My wife told me what that is about. She goes, "Oh, you know who Liz Estrada is?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, it's that girl in the song." And she's like, "No, dummy." And then she told me, and then I'm like, "Oh, okay." Thanks, wife.
This is gonna be one that's about. It's a girl's name song that has no girls' names in it. But
hey.
It's one of the. But I thought it did. Speaking of that Liz Estrada thing,
okay.
This and it's one of the greatest songs of all time. At it was one of those mishearing things. I thought it was pulling muscles for Michelle, but it turns out it's pulling muscles from Michelle.
You're cheating. I love this song though.
Blazing about the beach all day and night, the crickets creepy. Squinting faces.
Okay, let's sing it wrong, Gary. Get ready. Pulling muscles for Michelle. Pulling muscles for Michelle.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
As much as anything else. But that's
so what is he doing? Is he See, I think he's having sex with her, and he pulls a muscle.
Oh, I see.
For Michelle.
I think that's what happened.
Or is
maybe
he,
he's thinking about Michelle.
Yeah.
Pulling on his muscle.
Pulling on his muscle for Michelle. All
but
right.
That's, no, it, what is it about that song? It's just so, like, if you read the lyrics, and you hear it, like, it's just describing, like, a holiday.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, things you might do on vacation. But there's such a sense of, like, dread in it, and just, like, yeah. It's kind of full of the stuff of life. Just, like, you know, you listen to that song, and you realize... We're all going to die someday, but it's we'll have some laughs along the way.
But, and it's so upbeat that that would go into my mental patient list, too, because
yes.
I could listen to that song over and over and over
Hell
again.
Hell yes. Faux show.
All right. Now, my next song. A lot of people write songs about women that broke their hearts or women that they're in love with, but there's only one guy that could write a song about a woman who is dead, but he's in love with right now.
Oh.
That would be Alice Cooper. This is from Welcome to My Nightmare, 1975. And this is called Cold Ethel. It's about necrophilia.
Now, one thing, no lie. It's a frigid, it's an Eskimo pie. She's cool in bed. That she ought to be, because Ethel's dead. Ethel, Ethel, let me squeeze you in my arms. Ethel, Ethel, come freeze me with your charm.
That's Cold Ethel. Now remember, kids, that was from Welcome to My Nightmare, and the sequel to that album comes out this week.
Man, what, is he going to take it to the next level? what happened with Eminem? Though?
I don't know. Well, I'll tell you, she's as frigid as an Eskimo pie.
that was a good call. That was
Cold Ethel. She ought to be, because Ethel's dead. Fantastic.
That's I like that. I love this. I love the single entendre. There's no. Like,
I know.
Is he singing about a dead girl? No, he is.
Yeah,
it's
he is.
It's a dead girl. From the ridiculous to the sublime. This is like, okay, you think of your great Eleanor songs. You got your Eleanor Rigby, and you got your Turtles, Eleanor, I Think You're Swell, You're My Pride and Joy, etc.
Oh, friend of the show.
Yeah, flowing in there.
Well, friend of Never Not Fun.
This is a guy named Wes Cunningham. He had a major label album in 1998, and then this one called Pollyanna in 2002, then disappeared from the face of the earth. But, man, I heard this song on KCRW. I about drove my car into a ditch. It was just like, it's just so, it's like, oh, it's gorgeous. Listen to it.
I love Eleanor. She's the girl I'm living for. I love Eleanor. Yeah, nothing matters anymore but lovely Eleanor. And I write
if you were, imagine if you're going out with somebody named Eleanor, that's a slam dunk. You put that on a mixtape.
Absolutely.
Do you know any Eleanors?
I don't.
Oh, man. I don't either.
Even Springsteen, he's written a song about almost every girl's name, and he doesn't even have an Eleanor.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He had to make up, like, names. I think he ran out of so
many. Like, he just made up names.
Yeah, this one's for Roger Marie.
Roger Marie.
Yeah. My last one is, I know Gary has a couple more, but my last one is, from this, one of my favorite artists of all time. He's not successful but he can sure write a pop song. This is from, his 1982 debut. This is Marshall Crenshaw with Marianne.
Yeah.
I love the tambourine there.
It isn't such a crime. It isn't such a shame. It happens all the time. You shouldn't take the blame. Go on and have a laugh. Go have a laugh on me. Go on and have a laugh at all your misery. Marianne, Marianne, I really want to tell you. Marianne, Marianne, I'm thinking of you. Marianne, Marianne, I really want to tell you. Marianne, 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 Marianne.
Yay, Marianne.
I think we all need to write Marshall Crenshaw a letter of an apology for, like...
For not making him
yeah.
big and successful.
I don't know. I mean, he did everything right, but I don't... I know. It just wasn't... I don't know what it was.
He looked cool.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. He was... Maybe he was born too early. Maybe, like, yeah. Maybe, like, he would have been more embraced in a later time.
Yeah. Or maybe in an earlier time. Maybe he was born too late. Maybe he would have been better, like... In the 50s or 60s.
Or maybe, yeah, so just born at the wrong time, I guess. Matt, did you have a thing? Or you were anticipating? Or
no,
you?
I'm saying yeah, play that one.
Oh, you want to hear that? Okay.
All right, Matt has a pick.
Let's hear that for our going out music. Oh,
okay.
And give us one of this song. Give us... this one. Imagine if you were in love with a girl and she wasn't dead, but she was in fact the German measles. And then you would have this lovely ode from the Smoking Popes called Rubella. You heard the name, he liked it. He thought it sounded like a girl's name. So yeah, you cut all those, like, you know, I'm infected with your love and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's like the song I wrote for Whoop and Cough Glenda. She had the Whoop and Cough
Pertussis Jackson.
Yeah. I like all this. I like all these girl songs that we picked this week.
I thought for sure you were going to pick Beth by Kiss. Maybe that was too obvious.
Again, just yeah, I know, and I know that everyone's going to flood the Facebook now with, "How did you leave off Allison and Veronica?" And but you know, that's we're trying to do ones that we didn't think you knew.
But I was going to try to counter program with Beth with this one. It's by Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonights. It's about someone who's so strung out on this girl Beth.
How many bands does this guy have?
He's got a million
he's
bands.
Got the Marvelous Three. He's all over the place.
He's so strung out on Beth. She's like Beth Amphetamine. Is the name of this song. He's a total Beth head.
Just yawn.
No, I said yay.
Oh, I thought you yawned.
Nah, that's exciting.
Great.
That's happening. Yeah,
I gotta like more Butch Walker. I like the Marvelous Three, and then he kind of fell off my radar.
I love that. Yeah, Freak of the Week song was awesome.
Oh yeah.
I think he's one of them Song Doctor guys now. He writes for like Kelly Clarkson,
yeah,
or Avril
Lavigne, yeah. And pops up on all those albums. But good for him. He's making some money.
He's got his own thing. So that was good. I could do this all day, but I won't go on anymore with the people. But you had a giveaway.
Yeah, I had a giveaway, and I want to thank everyone for sending in their the replies for the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to announce who won it. What I did is I just put everyone in a hat and mm-hmm. pulled it out. Mm-hmm. And this is going to go to, and I hope I pronounce your name correctly, Mark Stockslager.
What?
Mark Stockslager.
He won the patent book too.
He did?
Yeah, he's a damn.
This guy is
he's the only person listening.
The one-man army.
From Raleigh, North Carolina.
All right, I should have shown the winner to you first, and you could have said, don't give it to him. The guy's winning all kinds of stuff.
Do you have did you bring any other names with you? Maybe we should have like a limit of one prize per...
But I already said his name, so I can't.
Well, you meant to say he won the patent book, and you're going to announce the Foo Fighters winner later.
You think I should give it to one of these other guys? What do you think, Matt? I already said his name.
Yeah. Well, do you have it right there?
I have other names right here. I can reach in. Okay, hold on. Okay.
Mark Lodge.
Sorry, Mark. Oh, here's our winner. Pinto Fernando.
Yay!
Or maybe it's Fernando Pinto. Either way, if either one way. Of those two names is yours in any order, I will email you all the information on how to download the new Foo Fighters album for free, Wasting Light, and I will wait until you actually hear the episode and you're surprised. So I'll do this like Sunday.
Okay, cool. I'll keep it on the download too.
Yeah.
And Mark, I'll bump you off a copy of that if you're really counting on it. But speaking of giveaways, if we didn't play your favorite girl song, please, by all means, go to our Facebook page, like us there, go to Twitter, follow us there. Let us know what we should have played, you know, post a video of it, just let us know. And
I like to post a video if there's a video
fun.
For the girls.
It's always fun. Yeah, to see those. I've discovered so many great things from you guys, and I appreciate it. We'll pick one winner at random and give them a copy of the great new book, Record Collecting for Girls, Unleashing Your Inner Music Nerd One Album at a Time.
Perfect.
By Courtney E. Smith. Who is she was going to be here today, but she's on a book tour. But we'll have her in a later time. But I'm reading it now; it's a lot of fun. So if you'd like to win Record Collecting for Girls, tell us your favorite girl name song on our Facebook page or Twitter.
And then one more recommendation for me: this is on iTunes. Just type in, go to iTunes Music Store, type in the Bridge School Collection.
Oh,
you are going to find every year Neil Young does these acoustic concerts to raise money for the Bridge School. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find so many artists that you didn't even know were at these shows. You're going to find Cowboy Junkies and Ben Harper and Eddie Vedder solo and Hootie and the Blowfish. I know it sounds like it's dated, but there's lots of crazy artists on here. Lou
Radiohead,
Reed, Los Lonely Boys, Metallica. Yeah. You don't want to hear Metallica do Fade to Black acoustic?
Why not?
Patti Smith, Pearl Jam. Just go type in Bridge School Collection and you're going to find tons of cool songs for 99 cents, and the money goes to a good cause.
Goes to autism research? Was it?
I think that's what it is, something like that.
Good stuff. So I think we're going to leave you now with Matt's choice, and this goes out to my beautiful wife, who's walking around St. Andrews with a sandwich in her pocket. This has been rock solid. So Matt, go ahead and take that away if you want to.
Goodbye.
Peace.
This was on my list.
This is on my list.
I know.
My wife doesn't listen to the show. Why would I put it on her?
Could not find any...